Hey there, man. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'll tell you, I get the weirdest ideas for videos at the weirdest times. And so today's video I got from thinking about tires. Had to get tires the other day, and I was reading reviews, and they said the wet traction quality of this tire is not the best. And I started thinking about, oh shit, well, I got these tires now. Of course, I read the reviews after I bought them. And so I'm thinking, what if I start sliding around on wet pavement? Well, these are big mud and snow tires. They should be good in snow, but sometimes when you get on wet pavement on these things, they'll start sliding out from under you. You know that feeling when your tires on ice or snow or a wet road break away? All four tires, all of a sudden you lose all traction, all sense of control. You know that feeling? It's kind of like when you're leaning back in a chair and all of a sudden you think you're going over backwards. I feel like that all the time. I don't, but I have. That's anxiety. It's fear. It's a sense of not having control. It's a sense of not knowing which way to turn. And so when you're feeling anxiety and fear, and you're feeling all kinds of sense of sadness or depression or overwhelm, you need to steer in the direction of the skid. Most people don't know what that means. Steer in the direction of the skid. The easier way to remember it is steer the car, or the truck in this case, in the direction that you want to go. When you feel like your life is skidding out of control, a woman has rejected you, you think you're getting divorced, you think she's messing around, you don't feel good enough, you don't feel confident, you feel small and you feel sad. When you feel that stuff, that's that out of control, all wheels skidding feeling. You have to steer in the direction of the skid, or steer in the direction that you want to go. And what does that mean in the sense of life? What that means is that you have to actually know your vehicle. You have to know your body. You have to know who you are and what you stand for. You have to know your value. You have to know your capability. You have to know your suspension, if you will, for metaphor. You have to know where you're going. How can you steer in the direction of the skid or point the car in the direction you want to go if you don't know where you're going? You have to know who you are, how you're driving, what it is you want, and where you're going. That is how race car drivers finally get comfortable skidding their tires around. It's how we get comfortable as men sliding into life, into some pretty dark places. Those places I mentioned where we feel like relationships are falling apart, where we're sexually unattractive and undesired, and we're feeling a loss of a relationship or a woman pulling away from us. That overwhelm, that anxious feeling can only be solved, can only be addressed when you steer in the direction you want to go. And that's what I do. I help you find out who you are and what you want, where you want to go. I'm doing that this weekend for a guy. He's flying out from the East Coast. He's going to spend 2 days with me out here. We're going to go hike around. I'm going to go get some gas so he can help me split some firewood. I know, it sounds funny, but he's never split firewood. We're going to spend 2 days out here. I call this a two-day, two-man men's retreat intensive. It's just two of us, and I'd like to offer this to you if you're interested in getting away into the mountains of Colorado. I'm going to be doing retreats in 2018 as well as some other things, an online course coming up. There's a lot of different ways to work with me, but the easiest way is to find me at my website, watch the videos, comment, shoot me an email if you want to talk about something. You know, I'm all about the conversation, so I'm here for you when you need me. Remember, steer in the direction of your skid. More importantly, steer in the direction you want your car to go. Have a great day, man. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.